Well, good afternoon, friends. Thanks for tuning in again this afternoon. You're very welcome. It's good to have you with us. This is the Reverend Simon Anderson, and he ministers in the Free Presbyterian Church in Auchnacloy. And the Lord's really blessing the work down here, and there's lots of families and people coming in. So I just thought when I'm here, I would ask Simon to tell us, brother, how you get saved, and just tell these people out there what the Lord has done for you, if that's okay.
Thank you, Roger, for the opportunity just to share a word of testimony, what the Lord has done in my life. You know, it's a privilege to be saved, to know the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour of your life. I suppose I was born, that's as good a place as any to start, in South Armagh, reared there. We had a wonderful privilege. Again, I've been brought up in a Christian home. I knew from the earliest of life that I needed to be saved. I was born into a family of six children, very busy home. Time was always made by our parents to go to the Lord's house on the Lord's Day, take us along to children's meetings, and to go and to hear the gospel preached faithfully. We were brought along to a gospel preaching church, and there I heard that I needed to be saved. And I remember then, as a boy of 8 years of age, being challenged Christmas morning of my need of salvation. I awakened. I wasn't thinking of all those things we usually think of around Christmas, the presents and all of those things, the Christmas dinner. All those things were far from my mind, but rather of my need to be right with the Lord Jesus. And that well-known verse just came sweeping through my mind upon my heart: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." John 3:16. And what a joy it was then on Christmas morning, the best Christmas ever I had in my life, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation, having repented of my sin. And you know, from that I went on in life. I was going on in primary school. It's always easy, as folks say, to take that stand in primary school. And we went on with the Lord there, many Christian friends, good company there, and much good times that we can look back on, fond memories, even going in through primary school years, then into high school. And a bit more difficult there, hard to find good company, and how we need to pray for our young people, even in these days, the challenges that they face, and how important it is even for young people to find good company, those that have that desire, even that are saved, the desire to go on with God, and the importance of going to church even on the Lord's Day, to go to the youth fellowship and go to these meetings where they hear the things of God, where they can be fed on God's word and go on with God. And the Lord helped through those years. And I remember then I just went home to farm. We've been brought up on a farm all our life. It was a very natural thing just to go home and to work there on a dairy farm. It was a busy place. I got married as well. We met my wife at school. And so it was a childhood romance, and that flourished, which blossomed. And the Lord has been good to us, Lindsay and myself. So farming was in our blood, both from farming backgrounds. And busy there, working away. We both, went upon our marriage, began attending Mullet Last Free Presbyterian Church under the ministry of the Reverend David McMillan. We had many, many happy memories of the church there in Mullet Last outside Newry. We grew there in our walk with the Lord. We laboured there in whatever way we got opportunity. Served there in the Bible class, and were laboured on the church committee for a time, and were very busy in the Lord's service, really enjoying being there and being part of a church family that had a love and a concern one for the other, and an evangelistic outlook, a desire to see men and women and boys and girls won to the Lord Jesus. And it was a joyous time, a busy time, busy with work, as we all are in life, the challenge between your work life and church life, trying to get from one to the other, sometimes can be a challenge for us all. And so it was for us. Nonetheless, we tried to keep going and busy in the Lord's work. It come then to the latter part of November, I suppose, over 12 years ago now, and the the late Dr. Alan Cairns was visiting that evening in our church, and he was there actually all day, and he ministered God's word in the morning, and it was through his ministry in Matthew 6, but seek ye first the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I was challenged about entering the ministry of the gospel on a full-time basis, and this was quite a shock. Yes, we as a family always had a great love for missionaries, a great love even for those that give their life in the service of the gospel, but never did we expect to be that person that would go. And yet the Lord had different plans, and we challenged us that day about serving the Lord Jesus Christ. I remember that night Dr. Cairns gave his testimony, and I felt so exercised, I needed to go and speak to him. I remember sitting in the pew thinking, I can't even go and speak to such a theological great as this man that had such a knowledge of the scriptures and such an understanding of the things of God. How could I even speak to him, being such a lad from the country? And yet the Lord gave much grace, and we had such wonderful words of wisdom imparted to us that night as we went in. How the Lord's servant was just as prepared to speak to me as I was to speak to him, and how the Lord then worked in our life from then to now. There was much time passed before the door of service opened for us to go into the Lord's work on a full-time basis, to go into college, almost 6 years, 10. It was 11 years total before I was ordained from the day that the Lord challenged me and called me into the service. And there's much time of waiting. Perhaps you're listening in today and you're waiting on the Lord. Well, keep going. He doesn't disappoint. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And those times of waiting are difficult times, but yet times of great blessing when we look back and see how the Lord was working and moving. The Lord worked and he moved. Habakkuk chapter 3 and the last three verses, great challenge to me, even the last, those words in particular, where we read there was no hurt in the stalls. And for us to move on in the Lord's service, there had to be, the herd had to go, and we were busy with our dairy farm, farming many cattle and many stalls with cattle in them. And I remember coming to that point during that time of waiting, one day in my private reading, and this a portion came forward, Habakkuk chapter 3, and the last three verses, and this challenge, and I knew the Lord was moving. The time of waiting was coming to an end. We were going forward, and a few days after, I was involved then with a missionary society. At that time, I was a trustee. We were meeting together for our annual meeting, and the chairman of the board, as custom was, opened God's word. And he began to read, and again, these three verses, Habakkuk chapter 3, the last three verses, read again. And the Lord was challenging me. I knew there was a time of change coming. He was moving forward. The door was going to open, and the road ahead was going to open up to us. He was going to be faithful to his word and calling us into his service in a full-time capacity. I remember then an option had been arranged for the herd to be sold, dispersed, and a day or two before, I could almost take you to the point in the yard, and our own minister arrived, and he says, "Brother, how are things?" And I says, "Well, we're working through." And as he followed me in to our kitchen, he put his hand on my shoulder. He said, "You know, brother, though the stalls should be empty, we can still rejoice in the Lord," and quoted those verses. And you know, I don't know what else he said, but the Lord spoke, and the Lord moved. We ended up in Bible College, and to cut a very long story short, and subsequently then ordained to the gospel ministry here in Auchnacloy. The Lord is faithful, friends, today. Perhaps you're waiting on him. Perhaps you're a bit discouraged, a bit cast down. Perhaps time has went past and you're wondering, has the Lord forgotten about you, or is he not going to remain faithful to his promise? Be not dismayed, be not discouraged, but rather continue to look to him, he who is faithful, faithful in all things.
Amen. Simon, thank you so much, brother, for telling us what the Lord's done, how he's led. And, you know, sometimes we do have to wait on the Lord. Sometimes the Lord's ways are not our ways. His ways are past finding out. But God's way is always the best way. Simon, you've been here about 14, 15 months. You've got a beautiful church building and had the privilege of speaking here this morning. The church was well filled. So, Simon, whereabouts is your church? Auchnacloy, what's the name of this street? Or?
We're based here on McCallaghan Road in Auchnacloy, and our services on the Lord's Day morning, 11:30 a.m., and then our gospel service in the evening time at 6:30 p.m. with our children's ministry on a Tuesday night, 6:30 p.m., and our youth fellowship then on a Friday night, 8 p.m. And if you're in the locality, be sure to call in. You'll be made most welcome indeed.
Absolutely. So, folks, there it is, Auchnacloy Free Presbyterian Church, Simon Anderson. You've been very, very welcome. And God bless you, brother, for doing this today. Okay, folks, see you soon. Bye-bye.